Music and art are coming together in a very unique way in Santa Barbara. Some of the works on display at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art are serving as inspiration for music being created at a week-long student workshop led by a Grammy-winning musician and composer.
We're using the artwork from the museum as inspiration for musical pieces. Basically, it doesn't even matter what kind of level that they're at musically, they can access their own emotions and their feelings, their reactions to these pieces, and experiment in the class by improvising or coming up with little fragments and things that represent certain aspects of the artwork that they're inspired by. So we're using the class as really a workshop for composition, and we're using the artwork as inspiration. Sometimes it's more easy to get access to your emotions and your thoughts and your feelings when you're inspired by something.
Ted Nash is in the middle of a stint as an artist in residence at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. The saxophonist is a member of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and is considered to be one of America's leading contemporary jazz composers. But this week, he's working with about a dozen high school-age musicians using the inspiration of art to create music.
The ultimate goal of the class is to teach students different ways of approaching composition. There's such a variety of approaches that the students are taking based on who they are, and ultimately perform all the music in a concert. So we start the project on Monday, and Saturday night we're performing an entire hour or so's worth of music that's been composed in this class during the day. It's a real challenge.
The students look at a slide of a Henri Matisse painting that's part of the museum's collection. It's a bridge over a river seen through a window. It's colorful, but also stark. One of the young musicians talks about what he gets from the painting.
I noticed how the colors obviously are very bright, so it seems like everything's happy and it's supposed to be in Paris, right? There's no one out walking about, so it kind of seems sad.
Tiger Diep is a recent high school graduate from San Diego taking part in the Santa Barbara Museum of Art program.
Using art and music, it's a way for people to express themselves. There are things that you can express through music or art in general that you can't necessarily put into words.
What was that bass line you had going? Remember that?
Yeah.
Can you play it again? Woo. So let's do that, and then on cue, you guys drop out. We'll just clap for two bars and see what that sounds like.
It's an outside-of-the-box program being offered by the museum. Its director and CEO Larry Feinberg says they try to stretch the envelope to bring different audiences into the museum.
There's an intersection of all of the arts, and they complement one another. But on top of that, of course, we really want to bring in sort of other groups of people who may not be big visual arts people, more into music or theater or whatever, and we'd like to bring that crowd into the museum as well.
The end result of the workshop is a public concert at the museum Saturday, but composer Ted Nash says the journey to create the works is the real opportunity for the students.
I do feel that the concert is important because we have to have a goal and we have to work towards it, and it's great to share that with people so they get to see what we're doing, but the destination is often less important than the journey. I think the journey is this whole week of working on music, and that's where the students will, that's what they'll take away, and that's the experience.
Nash has done the Artist Inspiration for Music program once before in Santa Barbara and also in China. He talks about why he steps away from composing and performing to do it.
I get a vicarious thrill seeing people go through these things that I went through when I was younger. It makes me feel really good to see those light bulbs go on. And for these people to realize that they have a power, they have a voice, they can express themselves when they didn't maybe think they could. Also, this is the future. This is a future of jazz, a future of composition. It's important that we give back. It's important that we help the young people develop a voice and continue this music forward.
The performance stemming from the workshop takes place this Saturday in the Santa Barbara Museum of Art's Mary Craig Auditorium. The 6 p.m. event is free, but you need to make reservations through the museum's website. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.